Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Congratulations. Your Rural Banking Mobile Act passed the House. Can you tell us what's inside of it?
What this legislation is going to allow is the use of a driver's license to be able to open up a bank account and be able to have the same access to financial products and to make it easy for people to be able to work with, particularly out of rural America. Pleased to be able to see that move forward. Once the information has been used to be able to open the account, the banks are going to be required to dispose of that information.
And is that going to apply to any bank? For example, Alpine Bank here in your congressional district?
Yeah, once the door is open to be able to open up the bank accounts with that method of identification, you don't have to walk into the physical bank. You're going to literally be able to just open the account with your phone.
You were recently in a train wreck in Virginia. How was that?
Tragic event, as it turned out, going to the retreat. We personally were about in the middle of the train, and you felt a jar and didn't feel any imminent threat, obviously, personally. But unfortunately, a trash truck decided to breach the railings and to go around and was clipped by the moving train, and a young man lost his life, another in serious condition.
You voted on Tuesday to avoid a Thursday night government shutdown. The spending bill that you voted for includes a two-year renewal of the Community Health Centers Fund. Earlier this week, I spoke with Ross Brooks, the CEO of Mountain Family Health Centers here in the Roaring Fork Valley. Can you explain how, over 4 months ago, funding was allowed to lapse?
Yeah, unfortunately, we have to look over on the Senate side of the Capitol. We'd actually passed through the House of Representatives, I think, three times, legislation to be able to reauthorize CHIP, then also to have funding for our community health centers twice, I know for sure. And it was never taken in the Senate, never voted on in the Senate to be able to get it onto the president's desk. In our state, in our district, we happen to have more of the community health care centers than any other congressional district.
The March 5th deadline for DACA recipients is coming up fast. If the Democrats refuse to compromise for strengthened border security, are you prepared to vote in favor of the Dreamers?
This should not be an issue that we're actually arguing about. Talked to a lot of our Democrat colleagues. They, too, believe in border security, that we need to make sure that we've got workable immigration program for the country, and also to be able to address the plight of young people that were brought into this country not of their own accord. Those all go hand in hand, because one of the worst things we could do is to be able to tee up this same issue 10 years, 20, 30 years down the road to where another Congress is going to have to be dealing with this again. We need to fix it. And so we can deal with the Dreamers compassionately, and we hope that we can work in a bipartisan way to make sure that we're also getting the border security. It goes far beyond the Dreamers. So it is about border security, and this is something we do need to be able to address. Those are linked. We can have separate bills, but they all need to be acted on at the same time.
So it's been an eventful few weeks in Washington. You voted in favor of releasing the Nunes memo. Why was that?
You know, I think the transparency is going to be important. I went over and read the Democrat memo, believe that that ought to be released, needs to go through the same vetting process as the Republican memo did. But I think that we all have concerns. We've heard it on both sides of the aisle in terms of privacy concerns, wanting to make sure that the FISA court is protecting individual privacy rights and operating in a fashion that it's designed to. And this memo, I think, has some concerns that it did illustrate, and minorities' opinion needs to have their position put out as well, as long as it goes through the same vetting process as a Republican memo.
Polling conducted by Western Values Project Action indicates that the majority of Colorado's 3rd Congressional District opposed removal of protections from Bears Ears National Monument and Grand Staircase Escalante. The House Committee on Natural Resources, which you serve on, held a hearing for a bill that codifies these reductions. Can you clarify your position on public lands?
You bet. Support our public lands and want to be able to protect them. I think that it is important to note that these lands are on federal lands, either Forest Service or BLM lands. There are protections that are in place. some additional protections may well be needed. Legislation that I believe you're probably referring to, Chairman Bishop's bill, is not scheduled for a vote on the floor, but we've expressed some of our concerns to him. We've obviously argued for Canyons of the Ancients. We'll make sure that we're going to continue to fight not only to protect the land and the access to it.
The bill that codifies the reductions to Bears Ears and Grand Escalante, called the Shasjah National Monument and Indian Creek National Monument Act, was introduced the same day that Trump announced reductions and was written without consultation to the tribes. The Ute, Mountain Ute, Zuni, and Hopi say that they were left out of the process. Shasjah is a Navajo word, and the area is sacred to at least five different tribes. Why the selective favoritism?
I think that's probably a question better directed to the author of the bill, Representative Curtis out of Utah. We did have testimony from members of the tribe out of Anna that said they were not consulted in terms of a designation and had concerns on the other side that they hadn't been actually consulted when it was designated. So it was interesting testimony that we'd had come in. The bill did allow for permanent withdrawal, mineral withdrawal in the legislation. I think that there are certainly a couple of issues that we have talked to Congressman Curtis on in regards to the legislation for some of the boundary areas that they would be having, protections for some of the cultural artifacts, and then also input out of the Ute Mountain Utes, which happen to be out of Colorado, but still part of the overall Ute tribe with Northern Utes and the Southern Utes as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Raleigh. Good to visit with you.